KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms today, a high of 54. A wind advisory goes in effect next hour for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. And at 10 o'clock for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Iowans are living much less physical lives now than they did a few decades ago, and people are being encouraged to get outdoors for a brisk walk today as part of National Walking Day. Cassie Wessing, a spokeswoman for the American Heart Association of Iowa, says to start with just a half an hour of hoofing it.
It's really a day for people to kind of take charge of their heart health. It's starting to get nice out. We're enjoying some warmer temperatures. People are ready to get outside and enjoy the nice spring weather. So we would like everybody to get out and take at least a 30-minute walk today. To lace up your sneakers and get moving.
It's recommended adults take part in at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity or a combination of both each week.
Walking is one of the easiest exercises you can take on. It's low risk. All you need is a good pair of sneakers and a path to walk on. So it's inexpensive. Pretty much anybody can do it. And a lot of times that can be kind of our gateway drug to more physical activity.
She says everyone who walks can donate their minutes walked to the American Heart Association by posting their minutes on social media.
We'd like anybody that walks to share that they're participating in National Walking Day. Tell us how many minutes that you walked. Use the hashtag AHA Lace Up. We're going to track all of that and work towards the goal of 100,000 minutes walked. Nationally today.
Studies suggest moderate physical activity has many proven benefits for overall health, like lowering blood pressure, increasing HDL or the good cholesterol, and controlling weight. All those changes can help to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke, Iowa's number one and number five killers. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Tuesday morning on a Montgomery County Sheriff's Department warrant for a controlled substance violation. 33-year-old Mandy Marie Knapp of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:45 a.m. Tuesday and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $50,000 cash bond. A traffic stop Monday afternoon in Guthrie Center resulted in two people being cited on drug charges. Kenneth Stephen of Guthrie Center was cited for possession of marijuana first offense. Jill Dean was also cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. Since Dean was treated as an impaired driver, additional charges were pending. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit assisted with that traffic stop. And a man from Polk County was arrested last Friday night following a traffic stop in Guthrie Center. Marcus Austin of Bondurant was booked into the Guthrie County Jail for failure to obey a stop sign, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Additional charges were pending. A Western Iowa man accused of killing a pedestrian while driving drunk on July the 4th has pleaded guilty. 26-year-old Austin Arndt of Logan entered his plea Monday to a charge of vehicular homicide while intoxicated. His sentencing is set for April 18th. Authorities say the body of 50-year-old Charlotte Anderson was found a little after 11:15 p.m. on July the 4th last year along Iowa Highway 127 on the north side of Logan. Friends and family told investigators they think Anderson had been walking from her home nearby to watch a band perform in downtown Logan. Authorities say Arndt told officers he'd been at a bar and drank 15 to 17 beers within less than 6 hours before the accident took place. The owner of a Central Iowa pizza restaurant has been accused of torching his business. Ankeny resident Robert Schultz is charged with arson, insurance fraud, and criminal mischief. Schultz said that he's innocent. The fire at the Pizza Ranch restaurant in downtown Jefferson was reported around 12:15 a.m. January 26th. No injuries were reported. Greene County authorities say the business was having financial difficulties. A fire chief shared by two suburban Des Moines communities has been placed on paid leave. Officials say Johnston and Grimes Fire Chief Jim Croche began the leave Monday afternoon. Johnston City Administrator Jim Sanders said he couldn't provide any details because it's a personnel matter. Sanders said Johnston Chief Deputy Michael Gentosi will lead fire operations in Johnston and Deputy Chief Ron Shipper will lead operations in Grimes. A school bus carrying Eastern Iowa students has been involved in a crash. Officials of the Eldridge Police Department say officers responded Tuesday afternoon to the accident involving the North Scott School District bus and another vehicle in Eldridge. All the students on the bus were screened and found to be uninjured. The driver of the other vehicle was transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Some students were picked up by parents, where others were transferred to another bus and taken home. Police say the students were from North Scott High School and North Scott Junior High. The accident remains under investigation. And an organization that helps homeless people has resumed pushing Des Moines to establish a village of tiny homes to help the homeless. The nonprofit JAPA wants to build about 50 homes of about 100 square feet each to provide transitional housing. JAPA officials say it would be a safe space for people seeking jobs, security, and independence. The village concept has gained some favor at City Hall, but plans hit a roadblock after a potential site in the River Bend neighborhood drew criticism from residents. JAPA officials hope they can convince community leaders that a permanent village is a better solution to the homeless problem than repeatedly clearing out tent cities that soon reappear elsewhere. And the police in Creston are investigating the theft of a rabbit. Authorities say a woman who resides in the 300 block of North Oak Street in Creston reported that when she came home from work Tuesday, one of her rabbits was missing. The loss was estimated at $35. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.